I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
DJ Gower. You got the
touch! DJ Matador.
Milk was a bad choice.
Rhyme.
And treason.
This is another noise show. Stay tuned, folks. It's a really good show. We got giveaways. We got guests. And, of course, we've got half an hour of the best hardcore in New York. Starting with...
Was worried by the lover that you married, and you didn't know what to do. He'd been hit by a hammer on the head and nearly dead, and all our worst fears came true. Call the police, call the police, call the police, call the police. Johnny was a joker and a very heavy smoker, and he never ever broke the law. Then Miss Lizzie was a kept very busy, and sometimes very dizzy when knew what for. Call the police, call the police, call the police, call the police. The sooner he could settle the score.
Call the police, call the police, call the police, call the police.
And lock him up.
Customer grabbed the cash and ran out.
So
how?
How?
Say when, height wise.
I'm gonna start up here. Just tell me when.
I'll start in the bottom.
Whatever 5'10 is, he was 5'10.
Ethnically, I mean, did what? I mean, was he like us or
a woman? No. Female?
No,
is that what you're
no,
asking?
I would say, was he
like
what?
African?
Was he African?
African.
No. He was American and he was like you. He looked just like you.
He was Jewish.
Just like
okay.
you.
Jew. Okay. It's an odd crime for a Jew to commit.
Yeah, pretty docile.
Okay, so we have an African Jew wearing a hoodie.
No, you don't.
No.
No, that's not what I said. Is that what you heard me say? I said he looked like you. Do you look like an African Jew?
No, I look like a cop.
Yeah.
He was Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Oh.
Kind of looked like Eminem. Does that help you?
Eminem. So he was circular.
Marshall Mathers. Eminem, the rapper Eminem.
Do you look like this? I'm amateur. I kind of
that kind of looks like an Eminem.
Longer face, bigger nose. Would you say his mouth was wider? Open? A gap?
Is there another squad car that's in the area that could probably be a further assistance? I don't seem to be getting any.
Okay, so just walk me through again what this guy did. He came in. He's wielding something. He hits the small gentleman in the slacks. And then he jumps over you, he feels you up, violates you.
I did not say that.
No, he doesn't.
Look, I can't do this. I told you already I have an exam tomorrow. Can you understand that? I have a goddamn veterinary exam. Goddamn it. This is the bullshit. I got exam tomorrow.
Well, apparently someone has an exam.
How'd you know?
You're the one that got punched.
Yeah.
Okay, first things first, what is your name?
My name, it's McLovin.
McLovin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your first name?
What?
Your first name.
My first name? Technically, I don't have a first name, so don't worry about my first name.
But we're the police.
Just want to get the story straight. So it's just McLovin?
Yeah.
That's badass.
It is badass.
Really
it's
cool.
Badass,
yeah.
Name. A lot of people weird names nowadays.
Chingy, Shakira, Rafe, Pax.
He arrested a man lady who is legally named Fuck.
I think he was Vietnamese, was with a PH,
yeah.
But still pretty shocking to see on a license.
Yeah.
Okay, and how old are you, McLovin?
Old enough.
Old enough for what?
It's a party.
Can I see your ID?
Yeah, I think I have it.
Episode 267, Matador Called the Cops.
That's right, folks. We're back in person together for Rhyme and Treason Radio History. The cops showed up because of DJ Matador. So there you have it, folks. We are officially back. We got live burps on the mic. We got cops in the house. We got fucking delicious kind beers that just got released today in our hands.
Wow, yeah, this Granddaddy Burps via New Glory. It's good shit, and hilariously or idiotically, I called the dial 911 somehow at 1:33 p.m. after arriving at 1 p.m. at DJ Gower's house. Anyway, the sheriff showed up and...
They were bemused by our stonerocracy. They were like, oh, these fucking idiot stoner dudes.
We were
dudes.
Complete idiots, and yeah, it's just going to be a bunch of random music. Excited to be in this beautiful Sacto, and we've been drinking
excited to
already.
Be doing the show in person.
In person, and it's great.
It's been over a year since we were able to record with one another.
Exactly.
Because we tried to follow proper COVID protocol. Whether or not that was to our own loss or whatever, but I feel like we learned a lot in that year, like how to, we learned different ways to accomplish our show. Like the limitations that we always put on ourselves are now gone. Like we can do a show together. We can do a show online. We can do whatever because we now have mastery of both skills.
Rhyme and Treason domination in 2021 and, yeah, man, a new Cannibal Corpse just came out. You'll hear that.
No way.
What's your thoughts on Cannibal Corpse?
I still have my voice box.
DJ Gower took the Porsche for a test drive. It was
woo, baby.
Yeah, it was fun, man.
I don't know about you folks, but if you've ever had the pleasure of being behind the wheel of such a precision-tuned machine as a Porsche, it's fucking hard-on-inducing.
Yeah, it was pretty good, and I've always fantasized about drinking in the back, and someone just rips it to the max, and I just laugh, giddy. Like,
and I think what's most awesome about your car is, like,
that wasn't
you English. Don't even, like, yeah, it's a four-door Porsche. It's the Panamera, right? Like, there are back seats. But when you're sitting in that driver's seat, like, you don't see anything but where you're sitting, your mirrors, your gauges, unless you choose to look somewhere other than that. Like, but naturally, the car is just dialed in. It's like you don't see shit else except for what you need to see from the driver's seat.
Pretty sweet.
It's
and,
fucking dope.
Just hit up New Glory Brewing.
That's right.
Which I've never been to. And like how it's a small, Sacto, sprawling, you know, industrial space with no appeal whatsoever.
Yeah, like you wouldn't unless you knew it was there, you would never find it.
Yeah, and then just like they had this similar, I saw in a room, Breakside Brewing in Portland.
Oh, yeah, Breakside's great.
Yeah, so they just, we go in there, right? My brother used to live in Milwaukee, Oregon, next to it. I think I've told this story many times, but I'll tell it again. We walk in, they're just like forklifting hops into this thing, and like they're just a bar with like 25 taps.
And, nice.
But some of them were just like the worst beer ever, dude.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing when there's 25 taps, right? Like, there's
but it was
bound
just like a ridiculous amount of taps.
But it's the worst
dude.
Beer ever for you. Like, if there was 25 sours on tap, I would walk out because I don't like I could drink.
Oh, yeah, there was.
I can drink 3 ounces, 5 ounces of a sour. Like, sure. But I'm not drinking a sour. That's not my beer of choice. That's not how I like my flavor profiles. So that's not what I'm going to drink. Other people can drink them all day long. That's awesome for them. You know, I like a maltier beer, personally. Like, I would love to see more ambers and reds and those types of beers. We don't see them very much here on the West Coast because it's fucking hot and people don't like that. But, like, a really great English pub ale.
Oh man,
there ain't nothing better than that.
British like, Bulldog Brewing. Like to give them a shout-out. Straight out of Chico. They're coming back after the pandemic bullshit.
One of my
down.
Favorite WWF wrestlers.
Absolutely. A member of the Hart family. I might have watched the...
Love it.
Montreal Screwjob Vice show. Anyway, we're going to play some more music right now. We're getting hammed. And like you predicted, these episodes would be like... Ha ha ha.
Hey, what do you expect from us? It's been a year apart.
I know.
We're finally back together. We're finally doing the show live in person. So we got to get our sea legs under us again about how we do this in person, because we were really...
The dark side of wrestling, Jesus.
I really feel like we hit our stride there with the online thing for a while, though.
Yeah, man, and I got Gower's got the program now. He's got his computer. I'm counting on him to put this out, which is
questionable at best.
I know. Here we go. This is Matador Called the Cops. What an idiot! Rhyme
and treason. 1-1.
Sorry, got 911.
I would like to order a pizza at...
You called 911 to order a pizza?
Yeah, apartment.
This is the wrong number to call for a pizza.
No.
You see it on Facebook, but it's not something that anybody has ever been trained for.
I need a large pizza.
All right. How about medical? You need medical?
No. With pepperoni.
Don't.
Turn your sirens off before you get there. Caller ordered a pizza.
Some dispatchers may have hung up. Not in all my years, not in my 42 years of law enforcement. And he handled the call beautifully, and it had a happy ending.
Because most people in Compton don't give a fuck. Young niggas, gangbangers, same fucking thing with the police. All we do is rap about it. You know, because police like fucking with people, you know. Niggas stop you, throw you on the ground and shit, you know. Put a gun to your head and shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just fuck with you for no reason. Anyway, I'll fuck with you.
About now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown and not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell, fucking with selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, 'cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just 'cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path of police. I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat and Ren's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police. Police.
Yo, man, what you need?
Police, open up. We have a warrant for Easy's arrest. Get down and put your hands where I can see him.
What the fuck? Get out of here. What did I do?
Just shut the fuck up and get your motherfucking ass on the floor.
Eazy-E, won't you step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit?
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. 'Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, 'cause my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror, and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Jurors found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want justice.
Get him the fuck out my face.
I want justice.
Out right now.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker.
Fuck the police.
You have no idea the power you try to control. Chaos will always triumph over order.
In America, no tricks at the wheel.
don't even just pretend. Jonah's an American. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. Jonah's in America. Jonah wants a brain. Johnny wants to suck on a coke. Johnny wants a woman. Johnny wants to think of a joke. Johnny's in America. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. He's here and Johnny wants pussy and cars. Johnny's in America. Johnny's in America. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. Yeah, I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the words. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American.
Episode 267, Matador Called the Cops.
What were you thinking, bro? Jeez.
I feel like I have a pube on the mic thing that's just hitting me in the mouth, but it's like a microscopic hair.
It's a, you know, it's one of those things. Like, before we started recording, I had said to Matador, I said, dude, you should really call them back to let them know that you called in error so that they don't send a squad car out here.
I called them back. I called the wrong number.
Like, though. 9 minutes later, calls them back.
Yeah, 9 minutes later, yeah.
And at the same time, DJ Mrs. Flamingo is like, oh, hey, there's cops out in front of our house looking for you.
Not the first time, I'm assuming, in Cracker Meadow.
Hey. Hey. Not with my neighbors. Jesus.
He's got the tweaker neighbors, and it's all part of the American experience, I think.
But, you know, the nice part about this is that we're recording inside the garage, so we don't get all those wonderful Sacramento sounds we were getting on the live streams where we had the helicopters and the ice cream trucks and the barking dogs and all that.
Oh, yeah. It sounds so good right now. And we're going to put out a bunch of shows recorded in this garage tonight.
That's right.
Hopefully I can coherently talk. And
hopefully we don't destroy expensive art while we're drunk.
Oh, just point me away. You know, that's my thing, right? How I get off. Picasso, bam, fist right through it, you know. Monet,
fist Picasso.
Rub my dick on it, you know.
Bonet.
And just wipe my ass with a... I can't think of another artist.
It's the only two artists you could come up with. Really. Like Dolly.
Jesus Christ, man, we're getting faded. Here we go, more music. Thanks for listening. Yes, I called the fucking cops somehow.
Fucking tard.
Rhyme.
And a police state of treason.
With 10 shots point blank, he ain't gonna knock no more. Look, the problem starts at the academy. New cadets are indoctrinated with a military mentality. With them as the soldiers and us as the people they're battling. We're either collateral damage or combat fatalities. Either way, the reality's that it's not gonna stop. Cause this is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. Come on, this is what happens when you call the cops.
This is what happens.
Say what?
Happens. I'm calm when you call the cops.
Come on.
This is what happens when you
call the cops. Not long ago, the Fox Network approached the producers of The Simpsons with a simple request. 35 new shows to fill a few holes in their programming lineup. That's a pretty daunting task. And the producers weren't up to it. Instead, they churned out three Simpsons spin-offs, transplanting already popular characters into new locales and situations. First up, a gritty crime drama starring Springfield's beloved police chief, Wiggum. Keep at least one eye open, because his best friends, the Simpsons, just might pop in to wish him luck. Let's us wish him luck, too. Good luck, Wiggum!
Get this. U.S. combatant Navy troops for...
In that genre. But also because of the...
Anti-theft device.
Anti-theft
device.
There's been a deviation from the norm. Your state has everything categorized, indexed, tagged. You are the strength. People like me are the weakness. You control and order and dictate, and my kind merely follow and obey. But something's gone wrong, hasn't it? I don't fit.
Insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and two-cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory that spews out meaningless words on an assembly line. Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind. Like a vacuum that you make believe has an existence by scribbling index numbers on little cards.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature, the Bible, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
WHBD 109 FM is ready to give away a pair of front row tickets to the 109th caller.
Don't worry. If I win, there's no one in the world I would rather attend.
I'll just use the paper.
You are caller number 10.
Oh, my God, I won. I'm a winner.
Take a Quaalude, Eager Beaver. You're only caller 108. Hello, Lucky 109. Talk to me.
What?
Stankowski?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Congratulations.
Yeah, hi. What is going on? Hello.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm really confused right now. I'm just trying to order, like, my Gutbuster. Can you help me out?
Gutbuster?
Yeah. Gutbuster, you know, like the big thing. Can I get the big thing? Can I get extra everything on there? I want everything on there. I love it. And can I get, who is this?
Is this a new guy? Can I talk to Phil? Phil's my guy for this.
All righty. Looks like caller 110 is our lucky winner today.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Is this Phil? Can I talk to you? Phil?
Oh. Dankowski? Again?
I'm so hungry.
Episode 267, Matador called the cops. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. An assortment of weird tracks.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a hodgepodge of stuff. It might be a soundtrack to fence hopping. It might be that.
Yeah, I'm excited for this guy to make the show. And
like, if you've ever had to run from the cops and jump fences and cut through dark alleys and almost get, you know, bit by a dog.
Yeah, so
this
just
might be the show for you.
Yeah, German Shepherd, his teeth are penetrating your skin, that kind of thing.
Ooh, Matador's talking about penetration.
That's right, dog penetration.
Ooh,
some of my favorite.
Maybe some Nine Inch Nails should come up next.
You'll get a life sentence for murdering a dog who's an officer.
But you only get 5 years if you rape one? Is that what you're going to say?
I don't know. I don't want to find out. And yeah, man, we're in beautiful Sacramento.
hope you never do find out.
This guy's wearing a fight music tie-dye shirt.
I thought, what would be more punk rock than taking a punk band and tie-dyeing their shirt and making
it...
Yeah,
it's a like, good shirt. It makes it way better.
Making it a DJ Gower original that's like, it says, hey, I'm a hippie, but I like punk.
Yeah, great idea. Pretty good. And yeah, man, we're in the garage. It's approaching 90 degrees today, which I can feel. I'm sweating crazy. Like a fucking 800-pound gorilla.
I know. And we're gonna have a fire later. It's going to be crazy. You guys are going to be involved. We're going to do this together.
Oh, that's right. Multiple episodes. Because guess what? It's been like a year and a couple months, right?
Yeah. I mean, we may just have episodes where it's just like us hanging out and chatting. That may be an episode.
Yeah, that's right.
Who knows?
We don't give a shit.
If you stay tuned to Rhyme and Treason, it could be 3 months from now that you get to that episode, but it's tonight that it gets recorded.
That's right. We don't fuck around, and here we go. We're going to close out the show with some badass shit, and how about that Amon Amarth with their amazing track, Raise Your Horns, which is on this.
That sounds like something a like 16-year-old kid would say, like, raise your horns, bruh. Like,
that's right.
Or like someone that went to like...
We drink to glory tonight. A&M
or something.
Like, A&M. Horns, California A&M. That's where I want her to go.
Texas, bruh. Long horns, man.
McConaughey. That fucker.
All right.
Anyway, thanks for listening. If you do, here we go. More music. This is Matador Called the Cops. Oh, I forgot to tell a...
Matador's Confession happening real for the first time.
Here we go. Matador Confession. So, get this. I'm back up all the crap to come to Gower's house. Apparently, I'm dragging a computer cord, like the part that plugs in. Some guy on a scooter, a red scooter. I don't think he was Asian, but it would be funnier if he was. Flags me down.
So, for the story's sake, an Asian man flags down DJ Matador.
He might have been felt like...
In his Porsche.
Yeah.
Electronic wire hanging from the back of the vehicle.
So, anyway, I pull over, and I pull into this weird thing, and then, like, six black dudes... walk by and they're like, yeah.
Is the color of their skin relevant to the story?
It is. Okay. Because he was drinking Modelo, the urban beer, as far as I know.
Would it not make more sense if they were Hispanic then?
Just question like 7-Up, the urban cola. Anyway, so they roll by and I'm like, let me back out of this place and like leave. But
oh, wait, but first. DJ Matador is leaving out an important part of his confession. Whose window did you roll down?
My wife's. I wanted her to get harassed by a black man.
Rolls down his own wife's window.
Only so we could add it to the podcast. Podcast fodder.
As DJ Matador may describe them, thugs.
Anyway, I wouldn't say they're thugs, but then the one guy said, fuck yeah, Modelo. While pounding a giant Modelo at 10 in the morning. And then we rolled at the window and sped off.
Did you flip him off and be like, Tecate for life, know, motherfucker?
Right? Oh,
lucky
shit.
I ain't strapped.
Dos Equis, the most interesting man in the world.
Rude.
All right, here we go. Thanks for listening. This was Matador Called the Cops Like an Idiot after being here for 33 minutes. Rhyme.
And I asked nicely, as long as I don't have to talk to a cop, I'll be happy today.
Oh, I'll talk to him all night. Don't worry.
But I still did.
Because I'm white.
Treason.
Interesting.
it make you feel better?
Yeah.
rhyme.
And treason.